Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Million Dollar Women by entrepreneur and CEO Julia Pimsleur is a business and personal development guide aimed at helping women scale companies past the small business plateau and towards seven-figure annual revenue. Positioned within entrepreneurship and startup advice, the book responds to a widely discussed gap many women launch businesses, yet relatively few grow them to the $1 million level. Drawing on Pimsleur's experience building and raising capital for her own company, the book offers a practical roadmap for growth that combines strategy with mindset work. It explains core scale-up skills such as fundraising basics, networking with intention, hiring and delegation, and learning the language investors and growth-oriented operators use. The approach is grounded in real-world examples, including stories and interviews with multiple women who have built larger businesses. And it reinforces learning with end-of-chapter exercises designed to translate ideas into action. The result is both a motivational push to think bigger and a toolkit for executing that ambition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, breaking the thinking small trap and committing to scale. A central theme is that many capable founders unintentionally build businesses optimized for survival rather than growth. Pimsleur frames scaling as a deliberate decision with psychological and practical consequences. You stop designing everything around what you can personally do and start designing for what the market opportunity requires. That shift includes letting go of limiting beliefs about money, ambition, and visibility, and replacing them with a leadership identity that can handle larger goals. The book emphasizes that mindset is not a fluffy add-on, but a day-to-day operating system that affects pricing, sales effort, outreach, and willingness to ask for help. It also highlights emotional hurdles common in growth phases, such as fear of rejection when pitching, discomfort with self-promotion, and the tendency to over-deliver while undercharging. By treating these patterns as solvable obstacles rather than character flaws, the book encourages readers to build resilience and take bigger, more strategic actions. The practical takeaway is a clearer internal commitment to growth that then supports concrete choices, including which opportunities to pursue, what to stop doing, and where to invest time, money, and energy. Secondly, fundraising and financial fluency for the million-dollar path. Million Dollar Women places strong emphasis on understanding capital as a tool for growth, especially for founders who want to move beyond bootstrapping. Pimsleur introduces readers to the vocabulary and concepts that often intimidate first-time fundraisers, helping demystify how angels and venture capital work and what investors are looking for. Rather than presenting funding as a badge of success, the book positions it as one possible strategy, best used when it aligns with the business model and expansion plan. It guides readers toward greater financial confidence by encouraging them to articulate their value proposition, growth narrative, and use of funds in a clear, business-minded way. The theme also extends to recognizing common fundraising barriers for women founders, including limited access to investor networks and hesitation to ask. By pairing encouragement with pragmatic guidance, the book helps founders move from vague hopes about financing to concrete preparation, understanding the basics of pitching, and knowing what questions to expect, and building the relationships that make capital conversations possible. Overall, the book argues that financial fluency is a prerequisite for scaling, whether or not outside funding is ultimately pursued. Thirdly, networking as a strategic asset, not a social activity. Another core topic is building the right network to unlock opportunities, expertise, and capital. Pimsleur treats networking as a business system you identify who can accelerate your progress, learn how to approach them, and create a repeatable way to nurture relationships over time. The book underscores that scaling rarely happens in isolation, and that founders who reach larger revenue levels typically have access to mentors, peers, connectors, and advisors who expand their perspective and open doors. It also acknowledges that networking can be emotionally loaded, especially for founders who dislike self-promotion or feel they do not belong in investor or high-growth circles. In response, the book encourages a reframing: networking is about mutual value and long-term trust, not transactional schmoozing. Practical guidance centers on being intentional about which communities you join, showing up consistently, and making specific, well-prepared asks. The book also highlights the importance of allies and how to handle difficult dynamics that can arise in professional circles. The result is a roadmap for turning relationships into a real growth lever rather than an occasional activity squeezed in when time allows. Fourthly, delegation, team building, and the CEO skill set. Pimsleur repeatedly returns to the idea that reaching $1 million in revenue requires a founder to evolve from doer to leader. That evolution is operational. You must stop being the bottleneck and start building a team and processes that can deliver without your constant involvement. The book discusses delegation as both a competency and a mindset hurdle. since many founders equate control with quality or feel guilty spending money on support. By focusing on how growth changes the job description of the founder, the book encourages readers to prioritize high-leverage work such as strategy, key partnerships, fundraising conversations, and building scalable sales and marketing systems. It also stresses that hiring is not simply about adding people, but about building the right structure for the business stage, including clarity on roles and accountability. This topic connects directly to sustainability without delegation. The business can become a stressful job that caps revenue and drains motivation. Through examples from women who have built larger companies, the book reinforces that learning to lead, hire, and delegate is not optional if the goal is to go big. The practical end state is a company that can grow beyond the founder's personal bandwidth. Lastly, from ideas to execution through structured practice and accountability, a distinguishing feature of the book is its emphasis on turning insight into action. Pimsleur includes exercises that encourage readers to apply concepts directly to their own businesses, which helps bridge the common gap between inspiration and execution. Instead of treating growth as a mystery, the book breaks it into learnable behaviors, defining a bigger target, mapping obstacles, identifying the next right conversations, and building habits that support consistent progress. This focus on structured practice also reflects an underlying belief that confidence is built through repetition and results, not just motivation. By combining narratives from multiple women entrepreneurs with concrete prompts, the book offers both social proof and a way to personalize lessons. The exercises push readers to clarify goals, test assumptions, and build plans that match their actual resources and constraints. They also reinforce accountability by making readers write down commitments and next steps, which can be revisited and refined. In a crowded entrepreneurship genre, this practical orientation helps the book function as a working guide, not just a set of stories or high-level principles. The outcome is momentum readers are encouraged to make measurable moves toward scaling rather than waiting for perfect conditions. In conclusion, Million Dollar Women is best suited for women who have launched a business and sense real potential but feel stuck at a modest revenue level, as well as founders preparing for fundraising or trying to become more comfortable with growth-oriented leadership. Readers who benefit most are those ready to examine both the external mechanics of scaling and the internal resistance that can keep a company small. Practically, the book can help clarify what it takes to move toward $1 million in annual revenue, improving financial and investor literacy, strengthening networks, and building the delegation and team-building skills that reduce founder bottlenecks. Intellectually, it contributes a candid lens on how confidence, ambition, and access to resources intersect in the entrepreneurial journey, particularly for women navigating ecosystems where networks and capital can be unevenly distributed. What helps it stand out among general startup books is its direct focus on the scale gap for women and its balanced mix of encouragement and operational guidance. Rather than offering a purely inspirational message or a technical finance manual, it combines real entrepreneur experiences with straightforward explanations and chapter exercises. For readers seeking a grounded, growth-minded companion that pushes them to take bigger steps and equips them with practical tools, it offers a clear and motivating path forward. If you would like to support Julia Pimsleur, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.